Welcome to the Paleo View. I'm Stacy Toth of PaleoParents.com and author of two paleo cookbooks, the first, Eat Like Dinosaur, kid-friendly gluten-free recipe and guidebook, and Beyond Bacon, recipes that respect the whole hog.
And I'm Sarah Ballantyne, also known as the Paleo Mom. I have a background in medical research, and I love to write approachable explanations of the whys behind the paleo diet. I'm also the author of two upcoming books, The Paleo Approach, which is a complete guide to managing autoimmune disease using diet and lifestyle, and the companion guide, The Paleo Approach Cookbook.
News and Views, where Sarah and I catch up, and you get to listen to our gossip. How are you surviving?
I'm hanging in there. I'm tired and I'm looking at like the list of things I have to accomplish before I can go to bed tonight and going like, oh, okay, it's gonna be late night. It's fun. I don't, Erish, our publisher keeps saying like, he keeps trying to like talk me off the ledge. I'm like, I'm not on a ledge. I'm fine. I'm having fun. I'm good. I'm tired, but like, this is cool. I got my book back from the designers Wednesday night last week, and they so nailed it. It's just so beautiful and visual. You've seen it.
It's very brightly visual and just what you wanted.
It was exactly what I wanted. So it was these, you know, wonderful, you know, mix of fun visual elements and then visual elements that help reinforce concepts and then visual elements that really help explain concepts. And it's all mixed together. And it's really cohesive. Like I was one of the things I was really worried about was I was giving them so many different things to work with that I was really worried that it would just be this like jumble of stuff. And they've really pulled it together. So I've been working on like, you know, there's always a few pieces that weren't quite right. And, you know, photographs that I stock photography that I chose. And then when I actually saw it in the book, I was like, yeah, that doesn't work for me. And, you know, it's my own fault. I thought that was a good idea at the time. And so now I'm like going through stock photography and finding better options, finding things to fit blank spaces that need to be filled and finding, you know, things that are in the wrong place or they're mislabeled or that are formatted weird. But really there's, compared to I think what other authors go through at this phase, there's really not much. So I'm working on like editing right now it's sort of gone through the broad strokes and now it's sort of a more detailed editing and just making sure that everything's perfect. But I have this like list of things that I have to get back tonight. And and it's been, I've had quite a few late nights because it's also been really hard to get work done during the day. It was my youngest daughter's fourth birthday today. And we had her party on Saturday. And then it was my birthday yesterday. And there's just distractions associated with birthdays.
Happy belated birthday, by the way.
Thank you. It wasn't my birthday wasn't particularly eventful, but I tried to make my daughter's birthday party kind of for me as well. So there was some friends that I haven't seen in a few months because of the book. And we had 22 kids, which is a lot for our house, like a lot. It's probably double or more than double what would be a chaotic amount. And then we had all of the like parents that came with those kids. And we ended up, you know, some kids were down in our family room. Some kids were upstairs in the bedrooms. It was a nice day, so we were able to let some kids go out and play in the backyard. And then the kind of my house is sort of centered around the kitchen. You can kind of see everywhere from the kitchen. So what ended up happening was like all of the parents just hung out and visited in the kitchen, and the kids were so happy. We ended up never doing the craft that I had and never doing the game that I had because the kids were having fun and we were all chatting and having fun and we're all relaxed. We just kind of like let the kids play for an hour and a half, and then we had cake, and then we gave them goodie bags and they went home. And so it was actually really fun. Not the stereotypical birthday party, much more relaxed, which was exactly what I needed.
Cool. I'm glad you got a little celebration in. I sent you a message yesterday and I meant it.
I appreciated the message and I didn't listen to it. Well, I, just in case people were wondering what Stacey's message was, it was to the effect of, you know, take some time to relax and enjoy being me, and celebrate. And I got to sleep in, which was really amazing. And my kids, so my youngest, she really got into like wrapping and making presents. So she ended up for like the whole entire week before our birthdays, just taking like random things from around the house, you know, bottles out of the recycling and, you know, random toys. There was a monster truck. I don't know. I didn't even know we had a monster truck. And she just wrapped them.
That's what I need to do for my boys, because they have so many toys. They don't even know what they have. I should just rewrap their old toys and they probably wouldn't even know it.
Well, she was so excited. I got a broken like snap bracelet. Like, she just gave me like all of the stuff. She was so excited to be giving me these things. And there were some like pictures that she'd drawn as well. And then she'd wrapped them. And my oldest daughter had made some pipe cleaner flowers and then put them in a box and wrapped them. So I got to open like 30 presents. There were like three real presents in the 30. But it was like so much fun to just be like, I wonder what's in this oddly shaped package. And then it would be like, oh, it's like one of those cheap whistles from a goodie bag from somebody else's birthday party. Awesome. It was just like, it was just funny. And then pretty much after breakfast, it was work on the book. But, at the same time, I feel so relieved that the book looks so good and that we're finally at this point, because it's, we were with the like original schedule from when I negotiated my contract, we should have been at this point, I think, in July or August. And it's just been, you know, everything has taken so long because the book is so big and so technical and so visual. And that's what's going to make this book really, really awesome for people. But it's just, I'm really kind of having fun, like actually seeing it now. Like, it's just, it's fun. And I'm not even sure exactly when I was supposed to get told what our like absolute last day we can get it to the printer in order to actually have it released on its release day and actually in bookstores. And I still don't know what day that is, but we're really down to the wire. So, but it's, yeah, I'm having fun. I'm just tired, but it's fun.
Cool. I'm glad you still feel that way. I do not want to talk to you the day after that you finish the index and send it off to the printer. Because that's the day that literally kills people. So we'll keep it positive.
The index has not yet been created.
Oh, good Lord.
So, I mean, it's on somebody. It's somebody's job. Somebody's probably working on it. Somebody, somewhere.
But I have news for you, Sarah.
Anyway. No, sorry. I have been told that somebody is doing it. And then I have to check it all. But that somebody's actually doing it, and I have one of my assistants actually reading the book and making notes of words that should be in the index so that if they miss something, we can merge the two lists. So yeah, I'm just focusing on the next job, and then after that job's done, I'll focus on the next job. So right now it's this, you know, edits that have been collected that need to actually get into the book, and some more sort of visual stuff to go over. But yeah,
so index. If people haven't already realized, the show is this show. This is about all that you're going to get, unfortunately, because as Sarah indicates, she's incredibly busy. And we did have a show topic prepared for this evening, but we just don't. It's a pretty hefty topic, and we decided that we just did not have 1+ hours for Sarah's brain to geek out on it. So I'm just going to have this be a quick check-in show, and then hopefully your books off to the printer before next week. So then we'll have an actual show. But
I hope so. I have no idea.
If not, we'll figure it out. Hopefully we'll have something interesting for you
or
guys.
Or at least by next week, hopefully, you know, taking an hour and a half to record a podcast won't seem like such a, you know, crazy amount of time. Right now it's yeah.
If not, we could just have like Monica and Matt do a show. That would be interesting.
Oh, that would be fun.
So, I'm pretty good. I'm good. I'm back to working out, as I promised I would be in my strongman training from like a week or two ago. I've been getting back in the groove and going regularly. And the project that we discussed last week, we've revealed a little bit more. So we've had two.
I saw that in your newsletter.
So we've had two photo shoots on it. And if it's not obvious, we are working on a third cookbook. Shocker. And I'm feeling really good. Like, Amy and I are in a groove after all the things that we learned from working together last time. So just in, you know, two solid weeks of working together, we've knocked out 22 recipes so far. So
wow.
I'm feeling good about that. Of course, Matt is the actual chef. Amy and I take all the credit, but he actually makes the food. So, we're chugging along, keeping busy. The kids are still doing great and yada, yada, yada. I have some pretty epic posts brewing around in my head. So I'm hoping that I can get some downtime in the next week and actually bang those out. I want to write one on micronutrient sufficiency. I feel like I wrote a lot of posts last year about how I was micronutrient deficient and I was going to do all this kind of stuff that we talk about doing. And then
that'll be a really good one.
Yeah. And then I never actually wrote a post on like, okay, I did that stuff and here's what happened.
Yeah.
And I think it's really important to show the other side of that because I had some really good results. So I'm going to talk about what those results were and then how I'm maintaining now rather than, you know, kind of having to be on that protocol full time. People who listen to the podcast know that I'm kind of on a modified autoimmune protocol based on how my body responds to things. And I'll talk a little bit about how I listen to my body and how I respond to it and yada, yada, yada. And then I also have one that I want to write on maintaining weight loss because I've gotten a couple comments from people lately about, you know, when I say things like I'm frustrated that I haven't lost weight. And, you know, what's really cool is that I've sustained 100-pound weight loss for over 3 years, which a lot of people don't do and can't do on standard dieting, right? Like after a month or two, even they start gaining weight back. So, I think I'm going to write that kind of a broad reaching one where it's not kind of, so specific to me. And I think I'm going to pull in some of the other paleo success stories that I see around the web as examples of that. Because it's gotten to the point now where a lot of us bloggers have been doing this for years. And I think it's important to show that unlike a lot of the standard statistics that you see on people losing weight, like I've seen statistics that say like crazy things, like 80% of people don't maintain their weight loss or something.
Wow.
You know, like I want to pull those statistics and I want to see, okay, now let's look at the paleo like community and see how many people, just from kind of poking around are maintaining their weight loss for years at a time without any issues. So, again, on my never ending quest to appreciate where I am at my journey and kind of, not be so concerned about weight loss, that post will be part of that kind of mindset that I'm really exploring lately. And rather than kind of focusing on weight loss, in this case, it is an accomplishment that I am maintaining my weight for so long. So I really want to write about those things. I'm like, you know, I know that you know what I'm talking about when you have a post brewing in your head and it's just a matter of like taking the time to sit down and get it out on paper. So I'm hoping that I can find some time this week to write about one of those things and get it out of the blog.
Yeah, I had that experience once the book went to the designers. I spent 2 weeks finishing posts that I had been working on for months and months and months. And it made me go, I'm really looking forward to having more time.
Well, the thing is, I think a lot of people, some people who blog like it's a journal. And, you know, like, quick post, they get it out, they never revisit it. But I think, you know, for a lot of our posts, especially the ones where we're trying to reach people and make an impact in their lives, it's a lot more about, you know, taking the time and writing the right things and using the right references and sourcing the right links and putting the right pictures in, because nobody wants to read just words. And, you know, it takes a lot of time to put together a good post, which I don't think a lot of people appreciate. So, or maybe they appreciate it, they just don't know it. So they can't appreciate it if they don't know it. I don't know. But whatever the case, it takes a lot of time. And I'm hoping that I have some of that this week. <We'll see. laughs> 'Cause I know next week I won't have it, 'cause it'll be Thanksgiving and my mom will be here, and, you know, I want to get it. Get them out. So if you're listening to this podcast on Friday, there's a chance that I would have written one of these posts at this point. So if not, I promise it's coming soon. Also, I want to encourage everyone to leave a review in iTunes if you haven't already done that. And if you're shopping for Christmas gifts for Black Friday or anything in the near future, Sarah and I would very much appreciate if you went through Amazon through the sidebars of our blogs. It doesn't cost you anything. It's just if before you go to Amazon, if you click the Amazon buttons in the sidebar of our website at all, if you see, you know, like an Amazon logo or anything anywhere on our blogs before you go to Amazon, we get a very small percentage of your sale. And it makes a huge difference in our ability to, you know, pay for our assistance and pay for the hosting of our websites and different things like that. So around the holidays, a lot of people do a lot of online shopping, and, you know, we don't have sponsors on this podcast. We don't have Google ads on either of our sites. We feel very strongly, both of us, about, you know, making sure that what we recommend and what we're affiliated with are things that we actually enjoy being sponsored by. So if you like that we don't have sponsors on podcasts and the blog, you could really help us out by just doing your holiday shopping through the Amazon link on our websites.
Totally. We really appreciate that.
Cool. Well, you got anything else before you head off to book edit?
You know what? I'm going to save talking about my workshop last week until our next real show.
Okay.
But I will give you the cliff notes of, it was awesome! It was so cool. And I really, you know, I will, once the book goes to the print, I will write a big blog post about it and show my before and after photos. And I've got a bunch of photos of actually me doing goofy things throughout the workshop. And I'll talk about it in more detail next time we record. But I really strongly urge anybody who has access to one of Esther's workshops or one of her, she's got a bunch of other instructors that she's trained to do these workshops all over the country and actually all over the world. And you can go to her website. It's Gokhale Method. That's Gokhale Method.com. And just click on, I think it's the classes link, and you can either do like a 6-week class if you happen to be somewhere that offers them, or you can see if you can have these sort of compressed workshops, which is what I did. And they're just absolutely amazing. And, you know, those of us who really care about living our lives for optimal health, and we're making all of these amazing, you know, decisions in terms of the foods that we nourish our bodies with and how much sleep we get and how we manage stress and the activity that we're getting. And, you know, posture, I think, is a missing piece for a lot of people, and it can really change everything. And so I was amazed I was amazed at just how differently I felt in 3 days, into how differently I learned to move my body, which is something I'm, you know, continuing to practice, and how much better I'm sleeping just from changing my sleeping position, that I'm sleeping so much more deeply and soundly. Like, it just, I guess I'm talking about it now, aren't I? Amazing.
This is more than a little.
So I would definitely urge people to check out her book, 8 Steps to a Pain-Free Back, and go to her website and see if you can sign up for classes. And I will be giving away some signed copies of her book on Facebook over the next little while. So keep an eye out for those. I'll be doing some flash giveaways. She gave me a bunch of copies that she signed for me to give away. So I'm going to be having fun doing that too.
Nice. Cool. Well, everyone, we hope you have a great night and or afternoon or week, whatever.
Thing. Awkward. A good thing. Know. Yeah.
Have a good one, everyone. And
good job.
We'll be back next week in some capacity, or perhaps we will outsource our podcasting. You never know, so don't miss it.
All right. Thanks very much. Thank you for listening to The Paleo View. If you enjoyed the show, please take a moment to rate us on iTunes. You can also support us by shopping for our favorite paleo products on the sidebars of our individual websites or by donating through PayPal.